Hi there. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. I'm reading from the New Living Translation that says, I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. I know some of you are ready to say amen to that, because have we not seen that all around? My name is Angie Obwaka, and today we're going to consider the issue of time and chance and what it means for us when we are applying ourselves and giving ourselves in the pursuit of wealth, in the pursuit of success, in the pursuit of advancing ourselves in this life. And so the wisest man who ever lived, King Solomon, pens these words and says, after looking at different things, you know, he says that, yes, there is the principle and the law of, you know, put in the work and you will get the outcome. If you are training so well, we know all our esteemed athletes here in Kenya and around the world, they put in the time, and then in, you know, seconds or within minutes or even hours, you know, they're able to secure victories. And it's so exciting and so joy bringing. But, you know, this verse is saying that it doesn't always happen like that. 1 + 1 is not always 2. You know, you reach a point and it's A plus A is equals to 2A. You know, like you're adding letters. Then we're doing squared and factorials and things like that. You know, the fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest warrior does not always win the battle, because life is not just cookie cutter. It is not just automatic from one to the next. There are so many things that are going on. And sometimes it might feel like it's all so random. Like, if it doesn't matter whether I put in all the effort to prepare, somebody else will get ahead. If I am the strongest person and I will not win the battle, what is the point of showing up? What is the point of giving my all? If I am going to be educated and I'm not going to be successful, if I'm not going to necessarily be wealthy from my skill. We know so many people in the creative space, artists and musicians and people who are into graphics and things like that, many of them who are so gifted but so without opportunity or being exploited and things like that. Sometimes it can just feel like, what is the point? Because it says it's all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. And you know, when you think about that and dwell on that so long, it might just be like, you know what, let me just be, que sera, sera, what will be, will be. And so I don't need to put in the work, I don't need to wake up early. But you know what, this is just a snippet of what all of life looks like. Because when we are in God, the reality is, when we're in God, our lives do not happen by chance. Our lives do not continue or move forward just by happenstance. You know, God is ordaining and orchestrating. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know, this is sure, this is not, and we consider, or we have observed, and we think, and we hope, and we pray. No, and we know that all things in Christ, all things work together for the good of those who love him, who love God and are called according to his purpose. All things work together for our good. And so, yes, it might look random and chancy, and the opportunities that come to others without them trying. But you know what? The way for us to redeem the time and chance factor and situation and hopelessness and feeling like giving up and just not trying is for us to be connected with the one who made us and the one who redeems all things, Jesus Christ. And so once we're in him, once we're submitted to him, called according to his purpose, then all things will work together for good. Even the setback, even the not winning, coming in second place when you should have been first place according to you. You are skilled, you've done all these things. Even though it doesn't look like you're right at the top, you are on course for the best outcome of life, the most successful version of yourself, the most fulfilled and content version of yourself is found by connecting yourself and connecting the situations of your life to God. And so God bless you. Be encouraged today. Things might not be looking like they're working out for you, but connect to Jesus and he will redeem all things and order your steps and your life towards a good and wonderful and beautiful end. God bless you. See you in the next video.